from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed. The Pentagon, which has supported the Iraqi forces and helped train Kurdish fighters in the battle against Islamic State jihadists, said the Iraqi troop movements were coordinated with Peshmerga force withdrawals and called the skirmish south of the city, quote, an isolated incident. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. On Monday, as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House, he told reporters, that's a very real possibility. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's move, and the EU foreign ministers meeting Monday in Luxembourg have dispatched their top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. This is VOA News. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu has topped 300, as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion that's being blamed on Islamist militants. The head of Mogadishu's ambulance services tells VOA Somali that 302 people are confirmed dead from the explosion, which struck a busy intersection in the Somali capital late Saturday. The government says 429 people were injured. They've been taken to hospitals, the death toll expected to rise. More than 30 badly wounded patients were flown to Turkey on Monday for treatment, including VOA Somali reporter Abdul Kadir Mohammed Abdulle. Analysts say the Somali government must be more vigilant against improvised explosive devices if the country is to avoid similar attacks in the future. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history. A huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last two decades.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered his fellow soldiers by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl said he was guilty of the charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. He could be sentenced to life in prison. President Trump blamed Cuba Monday for the mysterious attacks that injured 22 American diplomats and other Americans, but he gave no details. At a news conference at the White House, he said, I do believe Cuba is responsible. I do believe that. And it's a very unusual attack, as you know. But he did not say exactly who he thinks was behind the attacks. Investigators believe American diplomats and others in Havana may have been bombarded with a sonic device earlier this year. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.